Hallelujah. And we will wait on you, Abba, trusting the precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. For you have gave us a guideline to go by, that we may endure. Even though we're in this wicked and perverted world, still we have a standard we can go by. That we be able to stand, Abba Yahweh, to endure every woe and wile of Satan, Abba Yahweh. But Abba Yahweh, if the word come forth this night to correct, to judge, to strengthen, to bring rejoice to Israel, give us the ear to Shemoth, Abba Yahweh, that we hear what you emit is speaking to Israel, Abba Yahweh. And your precious Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. We have been saying hallelujah, Yahweh. Before Deacon Horn comes, I want to read in Romans 8 and 28. As Deacon Horn speaks the word tonight to us, in Romans 8 and 28, it says, as we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, and to them that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the thing of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also honored. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us everything? Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is HaMashiach that died, yes, rather than that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of Yahweh, who also make intercession for us, Todah Yah, who shall separate us from the love of HaMashiach? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor Malachim, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh, which is in Yeshua HaMashiach, our Savior. As we come forth, let us greet him with a hearty hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I bless you, Yah, for another day that he has given the saints. And once again, we can enter into his veil. Hallelujah. To hear the word that he has for Israel. Hallelujah. And I pray this message be an inspiration to your soul, saints. And I just pray that the Ruach of Yah just lead me as we travel back in time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time, saints, that we as a people of Israel, we call ourselves Israel. Hallelujah. Step up to the plate. Hallelujah. It's time that we prevail over the enemy. Well, who is our worst enemy in here tonight? Is it Satan? Is it my fellow brother, my sister? No. Your worst enemy is yourself. Hallelujah. And it's time that we overcome these petty things that enables or prohibits us to walk in the Torah of Abba Yahweh. See, the children of the world prove themselves daily. You have no problem figuring out who they are. Hallelujah. What about the children of Israel? What about Yahweh's elected seed? Should we blend in with the world? Or should there be a distinction? Hallelujah. It's time, saints, that we start prevailing. Yes. Hallelujah. Overcoming the enemy. Hallelujah. And not only the enemy, ourselves, but we also wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers, and high places. Hallelujah. We also wrestle against those things, saints. So it's time to take up our swords. Hallelujah. It's time to pick up the shield. Hallelujah. To put on our shoes that should be prepared. Hallelujah. With this message of shalom. Hallelujah. And begin the battle. Begin to war. Begin to fight. Hallelujah. What I want to begin with as I continue with this message, if I can title this, I want to call it the prevailers of Yah. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we prevail as the children of Israel? Don't you know that's what Israel, that name means? Has it been given to us for a purpose? Or just something that's tagged along with us? Hallelujah. To be a prevailer of Yah. It's more than just overcoming. It's more than just winning the battle by the skins of our teeth. Hallelujah. But it's stepping forward and understanding and knowing the plan of Yah. And that knowing that in the end of that plan, everything is going to work out safe. Hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. If we can't continue to walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That is our weapon. Hallelujah. That's all that Yahshua had. That's all that he was the word. Hallelujah. And we know that every word of Yahweh is pure. Hallelujah. Every word. So we must use this thing skillfully. Hallelujah. We must be worthy to hold the banner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Garbar, that's the Hebrew word for prevail. Well, what is prevail? Let me go into a little detail. It is to have strength, not get strength. It is to have strength. When you have the Ruach, or you're walking in the Ruach HaKodesh, you have strength. Hallelujah. You have the power to tread upon the head of the serpent. You have the power to resist the yearnings of this flesh. Hallelujah. To have strength, to be strong. Not we're going to be, or we got to be. It's to be strong. Hallelujah. You cannot go among the heathen today. Hallelujah. And say, well, if I keep working at this, I'll gain the strength that I have. No. We have the strength. Where? In Yahshua HaMashiach. Where? In the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. Where else? Well, and our fellow brothers and sisters, we should strengthen one another. Hallelujah. To be strong. It says to be powerful. Hallelujah. To be mighty. To be great. That's the mark of a prevailer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should be ones that overcome. Not cower down. We're not the tail, but we're the head. Why do we cower down, saints? Why do we allow ourselves to, if I could say, as a dog would do, put our tail between our legs and run? Hallelujah. Is it because we have little faith? Hallelujah. Is it because maybe we're hiding something in the deep, dark parts of our lives? Hallelujah. Well, you better let the light of Yah shine, that all those deeds that are in the dark places be brought to the light. Hallelujah. It's time to be real saints. Hallelujah. It's time to overcome, to prevail, to win. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. And the most, if I can say, of the example that I picked that kind of will bring this word to fruition is water. Hallelujah. Even as we look across the nation and around the world, these monsoons, these continuous rains, these waters that are breaking over the barriers, flooding cities, the continual rains just continue to come. And it's destroying land, properties, life. Hallelujah. Well, so should it be with the Ruach? of Yah? You just think about that, saints. Hallelujah. When Yahweh fills you, hallelujah, to overflowing, with the Ruach, you are able to prevail. You're able to conquer those things that you have not been conquering, saints. You've been able to kill. Because shouldn't we crucify the flesh and the affections thereof, saints? Well, you'd be filled with the Ruach, HaKodesh of Yah. And it will cancel out those things that are not of Him. Hallelujah. Those things that rise up, it will kill it. Hallelujah. The waters will cover and cleanse it. Hallelujah. Won't it, saints? Haven't we been cleansed by the waters? Hallelujah. Not dead waters, but living waters. I'm not talking about these waters that flow up and down these streams that bubble out of the earth. I'm talking about the spirit, the Ruach of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We should let it rise. Hallelujah. We should be baptized. Going under the water. When you go under the water, there shouldn't be anything left out. The water has to prevail, saints. It has to cover you completely, totally. You have to be submitted. Hallelujah. As you are brought under. Hallelujah. Todiah. So let's go to Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 7, and let's start at verse 15. Hallelujah. We all know where I'm going to begin with Noah. And this ark, this safe place. Hallelujah. As we know and have heard, as the torrent rains, as Yah allowed the rivers of the waters to break from the earth. The rains come from the Shemayim. Hallelujah. And how it covered the mountaintops. You just think about that. The power of this water. Hallelujah. Even to the point it was over the highest mountaintop, 15 cubits. What is that? It's around 25 feet. And nothing going to stand above 25 feet. The tallest mountain, there's nothing growing there. There's nothing there, a little snow. So there wasn't no treetops. All right. Hallelujah. Let's begin reading. And it says in chapter 7, verse 15 of Genesis. And it says, and they went in unto Noah into the ark. Two and two of all flesh, wherein the Ruach, the breath of life. That doesn't exclude anything, saints. Verse 16. And it says, and they went in, male and female of all flesh. Yes. Why? Because there was destruction coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The rains are coming.
Yes.
There was people that heard this message, the warning, and then they saw the urgency of Noah.
Come on, my brother.
They mocked him.
Religious.
Don't they mock us today, saints?
Sure, sure.
They said that the end is not near.
Yes.
That destruction is not coming.
Sure.
Hallelujah. And Noah prepared an ark. And every aspect was perfect and precise. It had to be, saints.
Come on, my brother.
Hallelujah, for it to work.
Everything.
It couldn't leak. Mm-hmm. It had to float.
Sure.
And it had to carry an enormous amount of weight.
Sure.
Men mock him because how is this thing going to float? On what? Water?
Yeah.
You expect this to float, Noah?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
you expect it to float.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should float, saints.
Yeah. Sure.
We should rise above our troubles and our problems.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, we should. Why? Because we are prevailed.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're overcomers. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Verse 16. And they went in, male and female of all flesh, as Yahweh had commanded him. Commandment now. And Yahweh shut him in. Yahweh shut the door, saints. Hallelujah. He didn't do it. He didn't have any ropes tied to any cattle to shut that enormous door. Hallelujah. But the strength, the prevailing power of Yahweh closed that door and sealed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything that was within. Precious cargo. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 17, And the flood, hallelujah, verse 17. And it says, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth. 40 days. Rain.
That's what it said.
Fountains overflowing, rivers. And it says, and the waters increased.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it bare up this massive ark. Hallelujah. Will you allow the Ruach HaKodesh of Yahweh, hallelujah, to come in as a mighty rushing rivers and waters? It will bear us up, saints. It will bear up the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was lifted up above the Olam. Verse 18. And it says, the waters what? Prevail. The waters overcame. The waters increased exceedingly upon the earth. Hallelujah. And were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went up upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole Shemayim were covered.
My.
No way to escape, saints.
No, my brother.
Hallelujah.
No,
there was only one safe haven,
on.
Hiding place.
On,
and that was that ark of safety.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't any little tow boats. Mm-hmm. There wasn't any canoes or any floats.
Brother.
There was only one place.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We're only going to find safety in one place, saints.
My.
Hallelujah.
My.
And that is in Yahshua HaMashiach. There's a battle ahead. Hallelujah. And we cannot fail. As long as we walk in the Torah of Yahweh. That is our guiding light. It is our path. Hallelujah. It is our help. It is our strength. The word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We can never fail. Hallelujah. And if we don't walk in it as you will see as I go on, saints. Israel will not prevail without the word. Israel won't be able to overcome without obeying Torah, without walking in the Ruach. Hallelujah. When you go forth to battle, you're going to turn your back to your enemies. We shouldn't turn our backs to our enemies. Hallelujah. Those things that cause us to want to turn from Yah, the temptations of the world, whether it be food, whether it be your family. Hallelujah. Anything that you may hold dear to your love above Yah. Hallelujah. We should not let those things overcome us. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. In verse 20, it says 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains, not only the hills, but it says the mountains were covered. Hallelujah. 15 cubits. It's about 25 feet, saints, in Esther. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 21. And it says, and all flesh died.
All flesh
died. Hallelujah. And that moved upon the Olam.
Mm-hmm.
Both fowl.
Yes.
And of the cattle.
Yes.
And of beasts. And of every creeping thing that creeps upon the Olam. And every man, every Adam. And it says, you think that would have been enough to cover?
Come on, my brother.
You think just saying everything that all the flesh died and perished, that would have been enough. But the scripture goes on.
Come on.
Why? Because there's a point that we need to see saints in these waters, these mighty waters, that nothing prevails.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing
prevails over the Ruach of Yahweh.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. And it says in verse 22 as we move on, all in whose nostrils was what? The breath of life. Of all, and it goes on, that was in the dry land died. Verse 23. And it goes on again. And every living substance was destroyed. What is that saying? The trees.
Yes, come on.
You know what happened when you overwater plants? And these things weren't underwater a couple of days. 40. 40.
That's true.
Things were waterlogged, destroyed, rotten. There was nothing left. Hallelujah. When the Ruach HaKodesh truly comes into your left, saints, there would not be anything left that does not please Yahweh. Hallelujah. Why? Because the Ruach HaKodesh prevails. It doesn't fail. Hallelujah. He's never failed us, saints. Hallelujah. If Yahshua HaMashiach was not filled with the Ruach, he would have failed. He would not prevail. He would not overcome the task that was set in front of him to do, saints. Hallelujah. And there's a task, there's a responsibility for each and every one of us. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
To accomplish. And you must have the Ruach of Yahweh. Not a little bit, not a few drops, but you must be filled.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To overflowing.
Come on,
that those things may die. Yes. That doesn't please Yah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we may press on to this perfection. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And it says, and the fowl, in verse 23, of the Shemayans, even the fowl, perished. They had no place to rest. They couldn't stay fine forever. Wasn't this a massive destruction of the old land? Hallelujah. And it says, and they were destroyed from the earth. And it says, and Noah only remained alive. And they that were in that secret place, the ark. That safety. Hallelujah. Why? Because it rose above the waters. Hallelujah. See, it floated over all this destruction, saints. Hallelujah. Y'all's going to keep us. Hallelujah. From this destruction. And I'm not saying that we're not going to suffer, saints. Hallelujah. But our Ruach is going to be preserved. That which Yah has placed in you, that tough thing He has started in you, hallelujah, it will not perish.
No.
It will not rot away.
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we are Yisrael, and we are prevailers. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a comforting thing to know, saints. Hallelujah. It makes me want to take another step to know that we're going to prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because Yahshua has already paved the way. All we have to do is walk in it, saints. Hallelujah. And it's not hard. Only to those that have that iniquitous or the iniquitous way in them, it's going to be hard. Scripture said that iniquity is going to be their stumbling block. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All we have to do is walk in this truth in this way, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what Yaakov, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We know the story. When he left Naaman's house and was heading back to face his brother, hallelujah, Cain, hallelujah.
Yes.
The one that sold his birthright, felt like he has been robbed, something been taken from him when he gave it away, hallelujah. We know that, I don't want to say the story, but it's an account that everything that happened was in the will of Yahweh. Hallelujah. But yet he had to go back, and Jacob had to face what he dreaded, what he feared, and that was his brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me read on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn me to Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. Hallelujah. We know that Jacob's name was changed to Yisrael.
Yes,
hallelujah. Why? Because he prevailed. Hallelujah.
That's what it says.
If I can use the word special, Yahweh's not going to give that name to anyone else but his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Told Yah.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 32 of Genesis, verse 24, I'm going to begin reading. And we understand the situation, saints. So I'm going to begin here. And Jacob was left alone. And it said, and there wrestled a man with him until the break of day. Of the day. Now, we don't know exactly how long that was. But if you ever tussled or wrestled or been in a fight, I mean, a few minutes, you out of breath.
Sure, my brother.
I mean, you hoping the other person's going to give up. 5 minutes, both of you about to fall out.
Yes,
10 minutes. I mean, that's why they got break periods in boxing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they got periods in games.
Mm-hmm.
For the body to rest. But here we see Yako wrestle to the break of day. How long was that?
Never thought about that.
I mean, every ounce of strength and spirit, hallelujah, was being exerted. Hallelujah. He wasn't with this Melikim playing tic-tac-toe or arm wrestling. No, there was a tussle going on. They was rolling and gripping and pushing and shoving. And not with an ordinary man, but a Melikim. Now, come on. There had to have been some desire there, some desperation that he latched on and held things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read. Hallelujah. Verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, the Melikim, it says that he touched the hollow or the flat, this flat part of the thigh. That's what the hollow is.
Yes.
And it says the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint. And look at this. And it says, and he what? Wrestled with him.
Come on,
I thought it would have been over.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a finger out of joint or an ankle?
Yeah.
I mean, you ever try to work that thing and get back into when brothers play basketball?
Yeah.
I mean, you get something out of joint, you have to work that thing to get back into the exercise or back into the game. You might have take a break, take a breath or two, and help me, y'all, and move on.
Yeah.
But he didn't do this. I mean, a thigh, his leg out of joint, and yet he still hang on. He still fought. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
We give up a little too easy, friends. Hallelujah. We don't want to exert ourselves. Hallelujah. You know, even when the flesh is weak, don't you know that's when the Ruach is the strongest? Don't you know this battle right here wasn't just a battle of flesh?
Come on. That's right.
Hallelujah. But something had to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yahshua HaMashiach. It had to be accomplished. Hallelujah. He could not fail. And right here at this point, Yaakov could not fail. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And it says in verse 26. And the Melikim said, he said, let me go, for the day breaks. Come on, let me go. And Yaakov said, I will not let you go, except you what? Bless me. Hallelujah. When the last time you held on, when you was on your knees. Hallelujah. And that faith that was a grain of a mustard seed, that's all you had, but yet you held on. When the last time that you held on, saints? Hallelujah. When was the last time you brought an offering before Yah and said, Abba, this is all I have, but yet I'm going to hold on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yahweh, I'm of little faith, Abba. I need you to help me, but yet I'm going to press on.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm weak. I'm hungry, Yah.
Yeah.
But yet I'm going to pick up my foot and make another step, Yah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you thought it was the end,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yet somewhere the Ruach gave you a little more strength just to press on. Hallelujah. That's what happened here with Yaakov. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 27. And it says, and he said to him, what is your name? The Melikim said. And he said, my name is Yaakov. And he said, now listen to this. Your name shall be called no more Yaakov. Hallelujah. What if somebody told you that? Your name is not going to be called no more Elder. Your name is not going to be called no more.
Yeah.
Your name is not going to be called anymore James F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Benny Honeycutt. David Roberts. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it says, but Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, for as a prince has power with Yahweh. But isn't that something, saints?
Yeah.
And with men.
Yeah.
And it says, and has prevailed.
Oh.
Hallelujah. I don't mind having Israel written across my breastplate. Hallelujah. As one that has prevailed against the trials. Hallelujah. Against the the flood waters, if I may say.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One that rose up. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. No, didn't sink, didn't drown, but overcame, was a prevailer that came out. Hallelujah. Ahead of the rest saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray you, your name. My name doesn't mean anything right now to you, Jacob. And he said, wherefore is it that you ask for my name?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he blessed him there.
Yes, he did.
Verse 30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel.
Yes.
And he says, for I have seen Yahweh the Almighty's face to face, and my life is preserved. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to understand, he was going to meet his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to face something that he dreaded, but he knew that he had to. Hallelujah. He knew that he had to, and he could not do it alone. So even as he divided the household, hallelujah, and he found him a place and prayed, and he said, Yahweh, I know what you have said, Yah.
Yes.
He said that my seed will be numerous.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
But
here I am going to face my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That in my mind right now, all I know that he wants to do is to destroy me, my house, and all my possessions, Yah.
Mm-hmm.
I need you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I need you,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Yahweh answered him and changed his name.
Yes.
He said, Jacob, there's nothing you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to prevail.
Hallelujah.
I call you now Yisrael.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful name, saints?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look at your brother, your sister, say Yisrael.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, I don't know about you, but that blesses my lips when the man of Yah walks in and Shalom Yisrael.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You overcomers.
Yeah.
You prevailers.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. I bless you. Hallelujah. Let's move on, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Yahshua. Yahushua.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 6, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And we're going to read a little bit about Jericho. Hallelujah. And the walls there. Hallelujah.
That's all right.
This was a battle that Israel, hallelujah, through Yahweh in their obedience to the Torah, what he commanded them to do, hallelujah, was able to conquer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Was able to conquer, but only because they obeyed. Hallelujah. Only when you obey the Ruach, the word of Yahweh, will you prevail, saints. Hallelujah. If you find yourself not prevailing and you don't have the strength to overcome, well, it's time to take the searchlight of the Ruach and search your left, saints. Because there's something there that is corrupt. There's something there that is not pleasing to the Abba, a corrupt thing. Hallelujah. And that will keep you from moving on. Hallelujah. And not only that, but it will cause a hindrance in the house.
Yes.
It will cause a spot in our feast of Ahava.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you will see as I go on here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bear with me, saints. There's going to be some reading.
Yes.
Just bear with me. Hallelujah.
Like
Toda Yah.
Yeah.
Chapter 6, verse 1. I'm going to begin. It says, now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel.
Yes.
They heard about this mighty group, this mighty nation.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut themselves up.
Yes, they did.
And it says, and none went out, and none came in.
That's what it says.
And Yahweh said to Yahushua,
mm-hmm.
see, I have given into your hand Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Already, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And the king thereof. And the mighty men of valor.
Mm-hmm.
See, the war hasn't even begun just yet, but yet Yahweh proclaims that I have already given them into your hands. Hallelujah. Verse 3. And it says, that he's giving them instruction what to do. And you shall compass the city, all your men of war, and go round about the city once.
Yes.
And he said, this will you do 6 days. Mm-hmm. Now, they had to obey this to the precise.
Yes, yes.
They couldn't do it 5 days,
yes,
and they couldn't do it 7 days.
Yes.
But they had to do this what he commanded 6 days.
Yes.
Well, what happened on the seventh? Well, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it says, and seven Kohim shall bear before the ark seven shofar of ram horns.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Seven, not eight.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Not five, not a few,
yes,
but he gave a precise number.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yahweh is precise.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. What he has written in Torah and what he has invested in Israel, it is precise to the T.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's not going to settle for anything less.
No, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I bless y'all for Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he is precise. Hallelujah. And seven, and on the seventh, continue on verse 4. You shall compass the city 7 times, okay? And the Kohim shall blow with the shofar. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 5, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the shofar of ram's horn. See, he is specific of ram's horn, not of silver, not of brass. And when you hear the sound of the shofar, hallelujah, all the people shall shout with a great shout.
Hallelujah.
And the walls of the city shall fall down flat. He said, he didn't say it's going to crack. Or there are going to be holes punched in, or the doors are going to fly open. But it said that their protection, the thing that they trusted in the most, those walls are going to be laid flat. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go back to verse 6. Hallelujah. And Yehoshua the son of Nun called the Kohim and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And let the seventh Kohim carry the seven shofar of ram's horns before the ark of the covenant. And he said to the people, pass on and compass the city. They're about to make the first move. And let him that is on pass on before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh. And it came to pass when Yahushua had spoken to the people that the seven Kohim carrying the seven shofar of ram's horn passed before Yahweh and blew with the shofar. And the ark of the covenant of Yahweh followed them.
Yes.
And the armed men went before the Kohim and blew with the shofar.
Yes. Come on.
And the reward came after the ark. And the Kohim going on, the blowing with the shofar. Verse 10. And Yahushua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. Until the day I bid you to shout, then shall you shout.
That's what he said.
So the ark of Yahweh passed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in camp. So that's the first round.
Yeah.
See, and they had to do this precisely for 6 days. And on the seventh day, they will march. And then after the shofar, they will shout. Or when the shofar blows, shout.
Yes. Yes.
That's what Yahweh had commanded them to do. Verse 12. And Yahushua rose up early in the morning, and the Kohim took up the ark of Yahweh. And the seven Kohim bearing the seven shofar of ram's horns before the ark of Yahweh went on continually and blew with the shofar.
Yes.
And the armed men went before them. But with the reward came after the ark of Yahweh.
Sure.
And the Kohim going on and the blowing with the shofar.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And the second day they compassed the city once. Hallelujah. So every day they did this one time, then they went back to their camp. And return unto the camp. So they did 6 days. Hallelujah. Shouldn't we do that 6 days, 7 days, every week, saints? Walk in the Torah of Yah. Obey His commandments. Hallelujah. We shouldn't grow weary. and well doing, obeying the Torah of Yah. See, any of them, they couldn't see as they walked up around this wall. They couldn't speak.
Yes.
He commanded them not to.
That's
and if any of them did, that's how I know they obeyed. Because if any of them did, when they come to the seventh day and shouted, those walls wouldn't have came down. So they walked around those walls those 6-7 times. I don't believe there was murmuring.
No.
I believe they have the faith, and not only faith, but knowing that they was going to overcome. That they was going to prevail over this city. Hallelujah. And wouldn't have to touch a thing as long as they walked in the Torah of Yahweh and obey what the servant said. Yahushua. Hallelujah. 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 And it says, verse 15. It said, and it came pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and passed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass that on the 7th time, when the Kohen blew the shofar, Yahushua said to the people, shout, for Yahweh has given you the city. Hallelujah. Shout. Hallelujah. 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 For Yahweh has given us the victory, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Yahweh has given you the city. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 17, and the city shall be a curse. Isn't that something? Now, why was the city cursed? Hallelujah. Why was the city cursed? See, the purpose of this was to show them a very important lesson that they have to obey. Hallelujah. So they weren't going to go in and take of the spoils. Oh, they shouldn't have. Hallelujah. But just to do what Yah had commanded by his servant for them to do. And that is to what? To utterly destroy everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that what he had commanded us to do, saints? Is to destroy everything that is not of him. That doesn't, the things that don't please him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it says, and the city shall be cursed, even it, and all that are therein, to Yahweh. Only Rahab, the harlot, and we understand what happened earlier, shall live, she and all that are with her in the house. Because she hid the messengers that were sent.
Yes.
Okay. So everything in the city was cursed except that one house.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
And it says, and you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed.
Yes.
And it says, when you take of the accursed thing, well, what is that accursed thing? Everything that was not just of that house,
yes.
Hallelujah, of that harlot, and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. All right, so he warned them and let them know this is what will happen. So just go in and utterly destroy it.
Yes, he did.
And it says, but all the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron are Kodesh to Yahweh.
Yes.
Okay? All right, so. So the house of Rahab, the harlot, and the silver and the gold vessels of brass and olive, of iron. And it says, are Kadesh to Yahweh. Okay? They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh. So the people shouted when the Kohen blew with the shofar. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the shofar, and the people shouted with the great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Verse 21. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. What nothing left. Hallelujah. Or should not have been anything left. Hallelujah. Both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Utterly destroy those things, saints,
yes,
that are not of Yahweh. Hallelujah.
You must.
Hallelujah. You must let go.
Yes, yes.
You must let go. You can't hold on to these things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And I want to zero down to your family, those that aren't even walking in the path that you're walking in.
Yes.
You need to utterly destroy them.
Yes. Yes.
But what is utterly destroying them? Stabbing them through? Yes, with the Ruach of Yah.
Yes.
With the word.
Yes.
Oh, they won't come near you. They don't want to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's
utterly
true.
Destroy them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why? Because they are a curse.
Sure they are.
And if you touch of them, you're going to be cursed. And then see what happens, saints, when you come into the house of Yah,
come on.
You bring that with you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Come on.
What do I bring, Deacon Horn?
Yeah.
It's not the Ruach HaKodesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You have defiled yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring what you call an offering unto Yah,
yes,
and to the bed, unto the assembly. Come on, Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We should prevail.
Yes.
We should overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What are you doing, Deacon Horn, tonight? Well, I'm just speaking,
yes,
the word of Yah.
Oh, yeah.
And the word of Yah will counsel out each of you,
yes,
that are Israel, that are walking in the paths.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This word should cause you to search your left.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
For that is not of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And destroy it utterly. That is nothing left, saints. Hallelujah. Verse 21, they utterly destroy all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep, and ass with the edge of the sword.
Yes, yes.
But Yahushua said to the two men that had spied out the city, go into the harlot's house,
yes,
and bring out thence the woman and all that she has, as you have swore to her. And you have promised her. Hallelujah. Verse 23. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father, her mother, and the brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all their kindred and left them without the cap of Israel. See, her house must have been packed because she tried to save all that she could. But as long as her and what was in that house, as the scripture said, not anybody outside, because they would have got destroyed. Hallelujah. But that was just in that house. Hallelujah. Go to verse 24. The scripture says, and they burnt the city with fire. You know what fire does? It consumes. And all that was therein. And it says, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass of iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. Verse 25. And Yahushua saved Rahab the harlot alive, her father's house, and all that she had. And she dwelt in Israel even to this day, because she hid the messengers which Yahushua sent to spy out Jericho. Verse 26. And Yahushua adjured them at that time, saying, now listen, cursed be the man before Yahweh that rises up the buildings of this city, Jericho.
Yes.
And it says, and he shall lay the foundations thereof, and his firstborn, and in this, and in the youngest son, that he set up the gates thereof it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 27. So Yahweh was with Yahushua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country.
Yes, it was.
Hallelujah. So let's take that to heart, saints, that we destroy all that is not of Yah. That we not touch the accursed things of the world. That we not suddenly lay our hands on any man.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But that we walk circumspect.
Sure.
Precisely. To that which Yahweh has commanded us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we're going to move on to chapter 7, saints.
Yeah.
And I believe I want to go through the whole chapter. Just bear with me. There's going to be some reading. I may move a little here and a little there.
Yes,
let's move on to the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1.
Yes.
And what we're going to see is what happens when you don't obey.
Yes.
The man of Yah, the Ruah of Yah,
yes,
the word of Yah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the children of Israel committed a trespass And the accursed thing for Achan, the sons of Carmi, the sons of Zebediah, and the sons of Zerah, the tribe of Yehuda. It says, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against the children of Israel. Isn't that something?
Yes.
Hallelujah. This one household, hallelujah,
yes,
caused Yahweh to turn his back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To start to shut his ears mm-hmm. to Israel,
mm-hmm.
those he had called to be prevailers, overcomers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What is hidden in your heart, saints?
Mm-hmm.
What accursed thing have you taken of? Hallelujah. That Yah is displeased with you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Utterly destroy it. Hallelujah. For the mercies of Yah. Hallelujah. Shall never fail us. Hallelujah. I bless Abba Yahweh for that because they're renewed. Hallelujah. Every morning, saints. Hallelujah. So let's get rid of the accursed things. Those things that are not pleasing unto Yahweh. Verse 2. Yahushua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which was beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. Verse 3. And they returned to Yahushua and said to him, let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai. And it not all the, I'm sorry, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. Okay, now he's saying here it's not gonna take the whole army of Israel to defeat this city. They're just, you know, a few people. You know, nothing big, nothing large. Hallelujah. But as we go on, you're gonna find out that they wasn't able to conquer because they took of a cursed thing.
Sure.
I mean, thousands of them and only a few of I.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, sure.
And the scripture says that they turned their back towards their enemy. And that doesn't sound right.
No.
I mean, here they just overcame the city of Jericho.
Yeah.
And then here they are just going to a little community or what have you. They probably wasn't any massive walls or anything like that. But yet they couldn't overcome them.
That's true.
Hallelujah. See, even the smallest sin.
Yes,
hallelujah. The smallest thing. If you're not walking in the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah, you're not going to overcome that. Hallelujah. You're not going to overcome that. Hallelujah. So I urge you saints to walk in the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4. So therein went up hither the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And it says in verse 5 that the men of Ai smote about 36 men. For they chased them from the gates even unto Shibram.
Yes.
And smote them in the going down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water. What happened? This valiant people.
Sure.
All of a sudden they're running for fear. They're running for their lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Yahushua rent his clothes, and he fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of Yahweh until the evening. He tarried there. He and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Yahushua said, alas, O sovereign Abba, Yahweh,
yes,
therefore have you at all brought this people over Jordan River to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us? If we would have been content, hallelujah, and dwelt on the other side. We would have been content on the other side, y'all.
Yes.
I mean, not to bring us to this.
Come on, my
verse 8. O sovereign Yahweh, what shall I say? Did Israel turn their backs before their enemies? We're supposed to be Israel. And we turn our backs towards our enemies. Hallelujah. Verse 9. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it. And shall shall compass or surround us and cut off our name. And that's something. Well, what was that name? Israel. Cut off our name from the Olam. That you will do to your great name. And what will you do, Yah, to your great name? What would this do to you, Yahweh, if this happens so? And it says in verse 10, and Yahweh said to Yahushua, get you up, wherefore you are lying upon your face.
Yeah,
get up. Why are you lying on your face?
Get up.
See, now, if he would have thought,
yes.
See, if he would just took a minute, a second to look back and see what Yahweh had done for them.
Yes.
Only when they obeyed Torah.
Yeah.
And then the commandment that Yahweh gave him to give to the people, not to partake of the accursed thing,
yeah,
he would not have even need to get on his face before Yah and question like that. He would know right then,
yes,
that somewhere in that house somebody, yeah, has partaken of the accursed thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says in verse 11, Israel has sinned. And have also transgressed my covenant, which I have commanded them. But they have even taken, and that's something, of the accursed thing, and have also stolen. Not only have they taken of the accursed thing, but they stole it. We shouldn't steal. That's a commandment of Yah. We shouldn't be thieves and robbers. Hallelujah. Look at this. And not only that, and deceive also, lie. Thought they was getting by. Thought they was hiding out.
Yes.
And it says, and they have put it even among their own stuff.
Yes.
Now, if it was righteous, it would have been parted to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But because it was a wicked thing,
yes,
and because the people that did it,
yes,
the house that did it, were wicked,
yes,
they kept it among themselves.
Yes.
Shh, we won't tell.
Yes.
Yeah, who should don't even know about this or anybody else? We just keep this in the family. And that's something, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 12. And therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies. And you wonder why you cannot stand. But turned their backs before the enemies because they were cursed. A curse. Neither will I be with you no more, Yahweh says. Except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. See, this is a serious, this is no play toy. No play thing. If you're not going to be real with y'all, just get up.
Yes.
Go about your own.
Sure.
Just walk on out there. We won't have any problems. Matter of fact, we'll help.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we cannot have this in the house of Yah and still call ourselves Israel.
Yes.
Or still call ourselves,
yes,
those that prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 13, he said, up. Sanctify the people,
yes,
and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow.
Yes.
For thus saith Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel,
yes,
that there is an accursed thing in the midst of you, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies. This is the problem. Until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And in the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which Yahweh takes shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which Yahweh shall take shall come by also the household. And the household which Yahweh shall take shall come warrior by warrior. That doesn't exclude anyone. Verse 15. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire.
That's what it says.
Why? Do they have to be burnt with fire? Well, you see, everything that was in those walls in the inner city,
yeah,
once the walls fell down, he commanded them that they was going to be cursed. Except,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
The house of Rahab the harlot, the gold, the silver,
yes,
should be brought into the house of Yah, into the treasure of Yahweh. Everything else is a curse. And he told them, if you touch or take of that, you will be cursed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So the commandment had already went forth.
So
hallelujah. I'll read it again. It shall be that he that take of the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire. Didn't they burn everything in the city with fire? Everything was destroyed.
Yes.
He and all that he has.
Yes.
He and all that he has. Everything.
Everything
that he has will be burnt with fire. Hallelujah. Because he have transgressed the covenant of Yahweh. Well, oh, that was a covenant. Yes, it was a commandment. It was a mishpah. And because he has wrought folly in Israel. My. So Yahushua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Judah was taken. Hallelujah. And he brought the families of Yehuda, and he took of the families of the Zarhatites, and brought the family of the Zarhatites, violent warrior by violent warrior.
Yes, yes.
And Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household, violent warrior by violent warrior. And Achan, the son of Carmi,
yes,
the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, and the tribe of Yehuda was taken. And Yehuda said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray you, honor to Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel,
yes,
and make confession to him,
yes,
and tell me now what you have done."
Ma.
And he said, "Hide it not from me."
Yes,
and Achan answered Yahushua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel. And thus I have done.
Yes, he has.
See, immediately he gave a confession.
Mm-hmm.
He was picked out.
Yes, he was.
He was up before the judgment of Yah, knowing that there's no way out.
Yes.
So he confessed. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said in verse 21, "I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment." Now, look what he's risking his life and all that he possessed for.
Yes.
A garment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we going to let the garments of this world?
Yes. Come on, my brother.
You want to put on the garments of praise when you come into the house of Yah? You want to put on the cloak of Israel when you come into the house of Yah? But yet still, back in your closet, you have the garments of the world?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Is it a cursed thing, saints?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look, and 200 shekels of silver. Money?
Yes.
Come on, saints. A wedge of gold, 50 shekels weight. Then he covered them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent. And the silver under it. My. He took it into his household. Endangered the whole tribe.
Sure he did. Yes.
All that he owned.
Mm-hmm.
Thought he could hide it in his little secret place. Tuck it under some dirt. Bury it. And keep it just for them.
Mm-hmm.
That which is accursed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 22. So Yahushua sent messengers. And it says that they ran to the tent. Why did they run? Because this is an urgent thing.
Sure is.
This isn't no plaything in the house of Israel.
Sure,
saints, we ought to run.
Yes.
And get rid of these accursed things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not be lazy and walk and say, "Well, I know that's there. I'll wait till tomorrow or next week. Nobody knows about it. I'll just, you know." No, we need to run to it, saints.
Yes.
Get rid of it immediately and burn it in the
yes.
fire. Hallelujah. That Yahweh not turn his face and his
yes.
back away from us. Hallelujah.
That's true.
Imagine that now in this hour, saints.
Mm-hmm.
As we look around and see this world is in turmoil.
Yes.
And you can keep your head in the clouds
yes.
or bury it in the dirt.
Come on.
But this thing is coming to an end.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everything that you trust in and hold dear to your heart that is not of the Ruach of Yah,
yes.
that Yah have not given unto you to keep or to possess, those things are going to fail. Those things are going to pass
yes.
away, saints. They're not going to last.
They're
accursed things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that's what the world are holding on to, these accursed things.
Yes.
These things are going to pass away that are going to be corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have any place in our life for these things, saints. Hallelujah.
Yes.
None.
Not any at all. No reservation. Hallelujah.
None.
Not if we're Israel.
None.
Hallelujah. 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 Verse 23, and they took them out. I'm sorry. Let's start verse 22 again. And Yahushua said to the messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, look here. It was hid in the tent, the silver under it. Everything was found right where he said it was. And they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them to Yahushua and all the children of Israel and laid them out before Yahweh. See, it says that all the children of Israel, that means all the tribes, everyone was there. Why? So that they may see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah, brought it to Yahushua and all the children of Israel and laid them out before Yahweh. Even the Abba was present. His Ruah was there. Hallelujah. And Yahushua and all Israel with him took Achan. Isn't that something? Everybody partook of this. Everybody partook of this. It says, and all Israel with him. That's what it says, saints. Took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the garment. See, now, isn't that something? He had silver. Wasn't that supposed to have been brought into the Bayit of Yah, into the treasury? See, you see the thievery there? Don't you know that you're a thief in the house of Yah when you take? When you sit here and you hear the word, and you consume the word of Yah, and you don't put that energy, like when you eat your food, nourishment, hallelujah, you get a full palate, hallelujah, the word of Yah goes forth and you hear, but then you don't do. That's thievery. Hallelujah. You can't be hearers only, saints, but you have to be doers also. Hallelujah. You can't come in here and down on the word of Yah and don't do it. Hallelujah. You must obey it. Hallelujah. But you know, if you try to enter into the house, into the kingdom of Yah any other way, the scripture said that you are a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So take this thing to heart, saints. Hallelujah. Told Yah. Hallelujah. And Yahushua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garments. You weren't even supposed to have that. And the wedge of gold. That was supposed to be in the storehouse. And his sons. And his daughters. And his oxen. And his asses. And his sheep. And his tent. They didn't even leave the tent for someone else to use. And all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And it says, and Yahushua said, why have you troubled us? Why have you done this thing to us? Why have you touched of this accursed thing and then came into the Bayit, into the congregation of Yahweh? Hallelujah. Yahweh shall trouble you this day. And I bet they were troubled too. Hallelujah. And all Israel stoned them with stones and burnt them with fire. After they have stoned them with the stones, verse 26, it says that they rise over them great heaps of stones to this day. I mean, those stones are still there. So Yahweh turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore, he had the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor to this day. Only then did Yahweh turn his anger away from Israel. When they took of the accursed things and destroyed them. But not only them, that the things that was accursed, but those that had thought they could take what was in the city that Yah said not to take and hide those things. I mean, they didn't even take the silver that he had or the gold and put it into the storehouse. But it took all that he had touched. Because, see, saints, when it was ordered of them not to take it to those things, they said that those things are accursed and they will be a curse that touched them. That house was accursed when they touched those things. Hallelujah. And it also cursed because they were supposed to bring the gold and the silver were supposed to be all took into the house of Yah.
Sure they were.
So all of them was accursed things. Hallelujah. Let there not be accursed things in this house. What house? This house. That should be the bayit of Yah. Where Yahshua should be able to come in and sup. Hallelujah. Where he could come in and we could break bread. Hallelujah. With our Savior. Hallelujah. The rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Todiah. Prevailers. Hallelujah. That's why we are called Yisrael. Hallelujah. But we must walk in the Torah of Yah. We must obey the messengers of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And bid them double honor. Hallelujah. But what is double honor, Deacon Horn? Well, double honor is, let's say, Brother Dolphus and I shouldn't approach the man of Yah, the elders, like I would my brother. Hallelujah. You should not approach sisters, Mother Jean, Mother Horn, or these elders like you would these children here. Hallelujah. They all receive honor. We're all Israel. But those that are the elders that instruct the house, that takes the time, saints, to toil in this word, hallelujah, to bring us an excellent word. Those that instruct you, daughters, how to walk, hallelujah, what to do. You brothers, you have elders that instruct us, hallelujah, hallelujah, we should obey that. And then you do unto them, they deserve double honor, hallelujah. Todiah. Hallelujah. And as I bring this message to a close, saints, there's a few scriptures that I'm going to read. We're going to go to, you're not going to have this, second Esdras. Hallelujah. Not only are we prevailers, or we overcome, but as Deacon Benny read in the scriptures that he read before I come up, we are also conquerors. Israel, we're conquerors. We're overcomers. Hallelujah. But what is a conqueror? Well, let me just read a few definitions of that, of this. It is to swallow down completely. Isn't that what the Ruach HaKodesh does? Hallelujah. Hasn't it swallowed us, the waters, as I started out with? Consumed everything. Hallelujah. Covered everything. Hallelujah. To engulf, to eat up. That's what conquerors do. Hallelujah. To take things and end them. Hallelujah. When you start something, you finish it. That's a conqueror. When you start something and you don't finish, that's not a conqueror. See, Yahweh is a conqueror. Why? Because that which he has started in Israel, did he say that he would finish it? Hallelujah. Even unto the day of Yahshua HaMashiach, that it's going to be complete, it's going to be perfect. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's a conqueror. He overcomes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Esdras, I'm going to read just a few verses, saints, as I bring this message to a close. It says this in verse, in chapter 4 of Second Esdras, verse 23. It says that wine is wicked. The king is wicked. Women are wicked. All the children of men are wicked. And it says, and such are all the wicked, their wicked works. And there is no truth in them. You're not going to prevail unless you have truth. You're not going to transgress the Torah of Yah and allow wickedness in your home. Hallelujah. In your secret places. Hallelujah. And be a conqueror. It says there is no truth in them. It says in their unrighteousness also shall they perish. Verse 38. And it talks about this according to truth. Hallelujah. Because truth conquers. Hallelujah. Lies are never called conquer. False fabrication, it's all lies. There are no white lies or black lies, it's all lies. It will not overcome anything. It might get you by for the moment. But it has not conquered anything. You can put on a good show for the moment, but you're going to be found out. It's going to come right back around. And it's going to try you again. You're going to be asked again. You're going to come to that situation again. And the only thing that's going to conquer that obstacle or what have you is truth. Hallelujah. And it says that truth, it endures. A conqueror endures. Hallelujah. And it says it is always, not sometimes, not partial times, but it says it is always strong, valiant, ready to go. Hallelujah. When it's at its last, which is never at its last, it presses forward. Truth. It says it lives and conquers. Hallelujah. Forevermore. That's what truth does. Truth lives. Hallelujah. It conquers forevermore. So do y'all. Verse 39, and it says with her there is no accepting of persons or rewards. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are, what you have to offer. Hallelujah. Truth has no exceptions. Hallelujah. But she goes, she does the things that are just. That is true. Hallelujah. A conqueror does things that are just. And refrains from all unjust and wicked things. That's what conquerors do. They stay away. They put a wall and between that is not of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But she does the things that are just and refrain from unjust and wicked things. And it says, and all men do well like of her works. Hallelujah. What is that saying, Deacon Horn? Well, you do what truth does. You do these deeds. You don't accept persons because of who they are or what they can offer you. Hallelujah. You judge things justly. There's a just weight to everything, saints. Hallelujah. And it doesn't do any unjust or wicked things. Hallelujah. That's why it says, and all men do well, life of her works. Yes, yes. Verse 40. Neither in her judgment is there any unrighteousness. And she is the strength. Yes. Isn't that something? Yes. Kingdom, power, and the power of Yah. I don't want to use this word majesty, but the power of all ages. Yes, yes. And it says here, blessed be Yahweh. Yahweh, our Abba of truth. Hallelujah. And my final verse, verse 41. It says, and with that, hallelujah, he held his peace, his shalom. And all the people then shouted. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. 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 And said, great is truth. And all the people shouted and said, great is truth. And mighty above all things. Hallelujah. So Israel, let's prevail. Let's overcome. Let's cover up these accursed things that are in your secret places. Let's don't bring these things into the body of Yah, into our fellowship saints. Hallelujah. Be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. And he will raise you above all these things. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we need to be taking a raise of what's going to happen in this world. Hallelujah. We're going to need to be in the ark of safety, saints. Hallelujah. But of all things, remember. Hallelujah. This most excellent and wonderful name that Yahweh has given unto his Kedusha. Yisrael. Why? Because Yisrael prevails. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. Bless you, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yeah.
What an excellent truth. You know, that word was very sound, direct. And it certainly deals with the house of Israel. He is only correcting his people. I tell you, it was a very dynamic truth. But you must listen intently. We must train our ears to hear what the Ruach speaks unto Israel, and how dynamic that was brought forth with simplicity, with great instruction to the elect and the called seed of Almighty Yah. Yet in the midst of our own mindset of acceptance, we allow just a little leaven, just a little seed of corruption and deception to deny the authenticity and the power of that truth. We began to perform things that brings in the accursed thing into our hearts. We must obey all truth. And everything that He commanded us, as Deacon Horn repetitively reminded us, it was precisely like He commanded. Every instruction is precise. The Torah is precise. His mitzvah is statutes. The ordinance of Yah, they are precise. And we must obey the whole counsel. We cannot substitute it because of our dislike. But we must obey the whole counsel. And there were so many things that I grasped from this truth tonight. The tremendous nuances that came forth. Just like Achan, we have that same nature. Resist the Torah and the truth of Yah. As the old saying, what you do in darkness is going to be shouted from the housetop. It shall be revealed, Israel. And so we must search the inward parts of our being with the light of truth. We must hear a message like this and not deny it. And not think that that is the condition, because this was His house, His people. Yet in the midst of that, there were those that were vile, insidious, wicked works. And it brought this devastation upon the land. And as Deacon Horn preached, I could see things in the renewed covenant. That's why Yah says, a heretic, after the first and second admonition, you reject. Those that do not walk in compliance with Torah, the ordinance of Yah, you reject them. They love the Babylonian garments, the things that are of the world, the things that are confusing, the things that are earthly and sensual. This world loves that. Hallelujah. They will reject the Torah of Yah to justify wickedness. They call the Tzaddik wicked, and they call the wicked righteous. And they receive the bitter guile of the wicked, and yet the sweet rebuke of the Tzaddik, they reject that. This is a vile, wicked generation. And He is going to pour out His wrath upon it, Israel. And we shall, and because we have, prevail. I never thought of it like that. I know I've been in fights in my days. And after about 10 minutes, you're ready for that thing to end. You're wrestling, you're groping, you're breathing hard. You're tired. It's a tough thing to fight. You're hoping that He wants to give up, and He's hoping the same thing. Believe me. And yet He reminded us that He wrestled all night. Ma, that's all right. I can't even fathom that. I really cannot. All night. Until the breaking of the dawn. He said, I will not turn you loose until your berach, until the Esher of Yah falls upon me. Man. And I have been in some fights in my days. And that's the truth. And it did not take very long for you to become exacerbated. It doesn't take long when that happens. Your energy leaves you, the strength. And yet He wrestled with the melach of Yah. Because in Him was the promised seed. We that are Israel, we will wrestle and overcome, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We'll wrestle against the spirit of our mind, and we'll overcome. And we will tear down the strongholds of the enemy. We're not a strong generation. That's why the enemy does all he can to keep our minds abated or segregated from the Torah. He doesn't want our minds. He doesn't want us to hear this kind of truth that reveals the essence of His power and what it's going to take for us to be victorious, to be strong, to walk in the might and the power It was not coincidental. I don't believe the brothers got together and Deacon Benny said, I read this. But it was certainly in line in the direction that the Ruach of Yah led us tonight. May He strengthen us. Let us be strong in the power of His might. And as long as they walked in His might, they were strong. And they did overcome. You will never overcome in the weakness and the fragileness of your flesh. It's a corrupt thing. Get the accursed thing out. You got that in you. The accursed thing. That's why we can't pray. That's why we're not energized for Yah. That's why there's no excitement about the things of Yah. We press for everything but Him. It's a damn wicked generation. It's wicked. We press for everything. Something is wrong. No energized nature for the things of Yah. I say this before I close. I remember when I came, when Yah just began to deal with me as a young, zealous young man, it made no difference where someone was preaching. I was eager to hear because I was ignorant, and I still am. And I would drive for miles and wherever to hear the man of Yah, even though that I would hear things that I did not understand. But I never fought against those things. I never resisted it. And through the course of time, then Yahweh began to reveal the little nuances, the simple things, and open up those things to me. And as He would do that, my love, my inward parts rejoice in ignorance without understanding. But I knew that it was right. It was the truth. He had the nature of truth. Even though I had no wisdom of the dynamics and the power of that truth, it was right. And so when He began to bring us into the fullness of that revelation, I rejoiced greatly. I want to see HaMashiach. And I will let nothing separate me from the Ahava, the great love of Yah. I will not allow anything to do that. And we sell out our birthrights for what? I will not sell mine out. May Yah strengthen you, Yisrael. You that are listening by the live stream, may He rock you all. And may his Esha rest upon Yisrael. Bless you all. May He rock you, Yisrael. So may Yah strengthen us. May we grow strong and be strong in the might of Yahshua. Let us stand to our feet. May Yah strengthen us all. In all things we rock you, Yah. We pray for your strength upon Israel, that you bless them and you cause them the light to shine. Watch over us, all those that are listening tonight, strengthen. We pray for our brothers and sisters scattered throughout the land, especially those in the Midwest of the United States, the tremendous, as Deacon Horn brought out, the tremendous rage of the rivers and the sea. Yeah. Strengthen them, I pray, and bless the brothers and sisters. And preserve your people, I pray, in the mighty name of Yahshua. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Shalom. Shalom.